Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden-death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson. How you doing, Rick?
Doing great. Doing just great.
And the freak, Joe Franklin. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good.
All right, Rick. Your Tar Heels, you know, they competed pretty good against Pitt. You know, but it is back-to-back tough bowl losses for them. Last year against West Virginia, they had a tough loss. At least they competed, played okay.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they went to back-to-back bowls. They hadn't done that in forever. So, I mean, that alone was a big step for them. You know, the defense finally was ready to play this year, and the offense wasn't there to take up the slack. So it's you know, been off season, but
right, lost all those wide receivers and came more of a run-first team a little bit more.
Right.
Well, Joe, do you have hope? Do you still believe?
I still believe. The Steelers, the most important thing with them is they have to win, first and foremost. They need a lot of help to get in the playoffs, but they have to win first. Going to have a tough game against the Miami Dolphins because the Dolphins, let's face it, they're 7-8, but they still have a slight slight chance, I hope. So,
right, they're at least still playing, you know. And I do like the matchup as far as your passing game versus their young secondary. I think that's a good matchup for Big Ben and the wide receivers versus the rookie corners for the Dolphins. So I like the matchup, and I think the Steelers are obviously more battle-tested in a situation like this. But we're going to wrap up our fantasy coverage for this week. We hope you either won your league title or you're in the championship game this week. We hope we can give you the last couple little nuggets if you're in your championship game this week. We'll discuss all about Urban Meyer and Mike Leach, what those crazy coaches are up to. And, of course, the Final Four of the Bay Bracket. We'll get it all decided today. And, of course, free picks. We'll break down the Alabama-Texas National Championship game and other bowl games and NFL games. As usual, all the free picks you want. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We've got a little fantasy football talk coming up first.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Right now, get up to $1,000 off cabinet refacing from the Home Depot's Home Services. Think of cabinet refacing as a facelift for your kitchen, replacing all your current cabinet doors and drawers with new ones, giving you a stylish new look, and transforming your kitchen without a major overhaul. Just call 1-800-275-FACE to set up a free in-home consultation. Use your savings to upgrade your cabinet style, color, and material. And rest assured that your expert installation will be backed by the Home Depot, putting a smile on your face. Call 1-800-275-FACE. That's 1-800-275-3223 today. And get up to $1,000 off your cabinet refacing project of $3,000 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Minimum purchase required through December 30th at participating U.S. stores. See store for license numbers and details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now it's time to talk a little fantasy football. First things first, you know, if week 16 was your championship weekend for your league, we'll talk about some of the guys that were top performers. You know, we do all this work preparing all these guys, and then it turns out the guy that carried you to a championship might have been Jonathan Stewart, busting 206 yards and a touchdown, filling in for the injured D'Angelo Williams. Hey, a familiar name is Tom Brady. He had 267 yards and 4 touchdowns, so no surprise there coming in strong week 16. So some of the usual guys were there for you, and, you know, some of the guys were letdowns. So you never know who's going to be the guy that carries you to a championship, depending on how injuries or everything plays out. So what surprised you the most, Rick?
You know, the guy I didn't think would turn in another good week and did was Jamaal Charles. You know, I thought the Bengals would be able to slow him down, but he got 120 yards, you know, had a really good week. And I didn't see, I actually had him on the bench in one of my leagues and sure wish I hadn't now. But,
and Jay Cutler finally came through.
Yeah.
That was a guy that I wasn't expecting. 273 yards, 4 touchdowns. That was a guy that came through. So I didn't see that one coming either. And the little guy, Darren Sproles. He only had 38 rush yards, but he had 2 touchdowns. He only 23 receiving yards, but a receiving touchdown. So he had a big day overall.
He was on the bench. Same team. it wasn't a good week.
Jerome Harrison followed up his 286-yard performance and had another solid effort. So just a bit of a surprise there. It looks like a guy that could be around for a while.
Right, and it'll be interesting to see there who emerges next year as the guy for Cleveland, because they have several young running backs. I believe James Davis is on IR. I know he was a rookie they were excited about out of Clemson. Then Chris Jennings, I believe, is another young running back on that roster. So they've got three young backs that we'll see how they shake out next year in training camp and see which ones. Because that gamble can pay off, because coming into the year, you know, the Ravens had a similar three-headed attack where you had Ray Rice, Willis McGahee, and Laurent McClain, and it was like, well, I don't know if I want to take Rice because he may end up losing all the touchdowns to McGahee and McClain. But
and right, at the beginning of the season, that's how it started.
Right, that's how we were worried it was going to play out, but it's turned out Ray Rice is a top-five guy, and now you don't worry about it at all. The guy that killed me was Roddy White. I went against him in championship of a league. Buck 39 and 2 touchdowns later, he had a fantastic day and killed me, so that was fantastic. Any guys you're looking at picking up this week, Rick?
You know, the one name that kind of jumps out at me is Mushin Muhammad. You know, it's probably the last game, last hurrah for him, but Steve Smith breaks an arm. Yeah, so Muhammad looks like the guy. And I like Matt Moore. You know, it's like they may have a real quarterback there in Carolina. Who knew?
Did you take a peek at my notes, Rick?
Yeah, was that on your stuff?
I got Mushin Muhammad underlined right here because Steve Smith out. I could see the Saints resting some starters. And I have Matt Moore as a guy. He was 15 to 20, 3 touchdowns last week. Not bad. You know, definitely a lot better than Jake DeLome.
Yeah, and the thing that really impressed me about Matt Moore is you could see him check out of a couple of plays at just the right time, and you're like, hey, this guy may be getting it. He may be figuring it out. So, you know, that interesting to see how that plays out, the quarterback situation in Carolina. Does DeLome, I mean, all the money they owe him, they're going to, I think, still have to pay him a good chunk of it. So we'll see how that plays out.
I wasn't crazy about that from the start. You give Jake DeLome, a 34-year-old quarterback, a 5-year extension. I can see maybe 2 or 3 years. You give this guy all this money, and you know within a couple of years you're going to be looking for a quarterback anyway. And a lot of times I don't like when they won't give a guy a chance because he's not that big-name guy coming out of the draft. And obviously Matt Moore has shown some potential, and he can play. So he deserved a chance.
Right. It'll be interesting to see where the Panthers go from here. Not just from a fantasy note, but they don't have, I believe, you know, a first-round draft pick or a second-round draft pick. And so they won't be able to get one of those top quarterback prospects because they gave up their first round from last year's draft to trade back into the second round to get Everett Brown, the defensive end out of Florida State. So they gave up their first. So they're probably stuck because they're financially committed, like you said, to DeLome. So they're probably stuck with either Matt Moore or DeLome. There's not really a whole lot they can do unless something odd changes, like a Jay Cutler deal comes up and they have to trade the house to get a franchise quarterback.
There's been some talk of Tony Pike, and he is a guy that I could see being available in the second round if they have a second-round pick. Not really sure about that, but if it's third round or later, he may not be around.
So it'd be interesting to see what direction they have to go. So they'll have to win the lottery picking later in the draft, especially on quarterbacks. So there tends to be that those couple of premium guys, and then you're pretty much playing roulette the rest of the way with some of the guys. Yeah, every once in a while you get Tom Brady.
Exactly. But, you saw me thinking there.
Or yeah. Joe Montana.
Right. But so you never know when it's going to pan out. Now, some guys with great matchups this week, if you're still playing in your league. I got Ray Rice versus Oakland. And that's a fantastic matchup. Oakland gives up 1 million rushing yards. Chris Johnson versus Seattle. I think that's a big-time easy matchup.
He's going to get his 2,000 easy.
You think he does? Think he tops it easy? Bust a couple?
Yeah, I think he'll bust a couple. He needs 128 yards to get to 2,000. So he'll get there, but I would have loved to seen him break the record overall.
Right. How many yards does he have total? Because he has several hundred receiving yards, too, I believe. So he's got to be close to
the all-time yards from scrimmage record as well.
Right, because he's just been dynamic all around.
Really long receptions that have gone 70 yards or so.
Right, I had a playoff matchup in one league where against Chris Johnson where he just put up, I think, gosh, just unbelievable numbers in those couple weeks against me and just tore me up. I had to go against Chris Johnson and Andre Johnson on one of the weeks where they both topped 30. So they scored 70 between the two of them against me, just those two. So it was fantastic. I loved every minute of it. So, and we got Maurice Jones-Drew going against the Browns. That seems like fantasy gold. That seems like an obvious one. Any matchups you're looking at, Rick?
You know, you really hit on the big ones that I was looking at. And I do think Aaron Rodgers, that's been, you know, he's been the top QB, but do they play him this week? You know, we're running into a lot of these, do they play this week
right.
type thing.
And Packers-Cardinals, they're both right there at 10-5. You would think this game, you would assume both teams have their guys go. I mean, technically, it doesn't really make that much difference. They're both locked into the playoffs, but you would think they'd want to go just to make sure they're sharp and get the best possible seed they can.
A whole lot of that this year. I mean, what do you do with any of the Colts players? What, you know, there's what about the Saints? There's a whole lot of that this week that you're just like, what do I do?
The New York Giants, a team that truly looked bad this past week, this upcoming week, they play the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings they're still playing for that number two seed, but also their defensive backs aren't good. So, you know, Eli may be out there working with some of those young receivers trying to pick up some decent yards and bring them up to par. And some of those guys, Hakeem Nicks, Steve Smith, as you mentioned, they may be good players this week.
Right. I tell you who was, speaking of Giants, Brandon Jacobs put up a complete stinker this last week. Mod Bradshaw, he had 50 yards. He didn't have a good week either, but I mean, who saw the Panthers coming out and just whipping them like that? That was, you know, pretty surprising that the Giants would just lay down and get whipped by the Panthers like that. But so who knows sometimes. Now, one last matchup, a guy we'd written off for the most of the playoffs, but, again, he's a matchup-dependent guy. My favorite bust of the year, Matt Forte.
I knew that was coming.
So he's going up against the Lions. His only 100-yard game all year long was week four against the Lions, so I think this should be a decent matchup for him. Now, Rick, who are some guys you're looking at? Who's your fantasy MVP this season?
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. I think it's Chris Johnson. You know, the gap between him and the next running back is pretty significant. You probably didn't have to use, you know, you get him in the middle back half of the first round last year. Yeah, I think most of the teams that have him had a good season. You know, he carried a lot of teams this year.
Without question.
Some of the other guys, though, you know, if you look at guys that were just better values, guys that maybe you picked up a little bit later in the draft that really came through for you, at running back, I think Ray Rice, was, you know, he's a number four running back in total fantasy points, but probably the biggest value of the year was Cedric Benson, who you probably didn't have to draft. At number 12 running back overall fantasy points, that's huge. You know, that's a guy that you just didn't see it coming. As far as best value at quarterback, Matt Schaub, you know, he's quietly got it done. He didn't get hurt this year. That's the big thing.
And I was just about to say, I was gonna say, think fast, who led the NFL in passing yards? And you're like, well, Manning, Breeze? Nope. It is Matt Schaub.
Number five in fantasy points overall. Right. And the other guy that kind of jumps out there at quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, you know, top fantasy quarterback, and probably was drafted fifth or sixth in a lot of leagues as far as a fifth or sixth quarterback.
Type. And? Another guy to keep in mind, he had 1,014 yards, 7 touchdowns, Rashard Mendenhall.
Yeah, and he was a mid-season starter.
Right, he didn't play much the first three games.
Right. Yeah. So he's a guy to look at going into next year, and he could be a top 10 guy, maybe top 15 guy.
Right.
But he is going to carry that load going into next year.
Right, you would think if he played a full 16 games, he'd be up around that 1,200, 1,300 yard mark, 10 touchdowns, somewhere in that mix. So
the biggest thing with him is he's creating his own way right now with a poor offensive line, and I think the Steelers are going to make some changes there and draft offensive line and get a little bit better for him.
Right, that is true. If the Steelers make a point of emphasis over the offseason to draft or go through free agency and get a couple more quality guys on that offensive line and get back to being a run-first team or at least being balanced.
Balanced. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing.
Just be balanced, you know, where he can get his yards per carry up another half yard to a yard and I can get back to running the clock out in the fourth quarter. Mendenhall stacks up yards. I think that'd be huge fantasy-wise.
You know, it's wide receiver. Best value pick, I think it was DeSean Jackson.
Without question.
Yeah, number three fantasy receiver.
And Miles Austin's a guy you probably didn't have to draft.
Yeah, right. Didn't draft at all. That's true. Vernon Davis at tight end. Nobody saw that coming.
I had written him off
big time. Number two tight end overall. Defense was the Saints. You know, that's the top fantasy defense is the Saints. Who would have ever thought that at the beginning of the year?
Right. Of course, the Saints defense a little bit has not been as good the last few weeks. They were fantastic the first 10 weeks or so. They haven't been as dominant in the fantasy playoffs, so that may have let you down a little bit if you were depending on them there. So, but we're up against the break, and when we come back, I got a quick lesson for you in value-based drafting. You won't want to miss that. You're listening to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, I want to give you a quick thought on next year when you're drafting. You know, something to keep in mind. Let's use 200 points as the barrier. 13 quarterbacks had at least 200 fantasy points. Only 5 running backs did. 0 wide receivers did, and 0 tight ends did. Now, Andre Johnson did have 199, so it's a technicality. But still, didn't cross the 200-point mark. So my point is, if you're in an 8, 10, 12-team league like most leagues are, you can get a quality quarterback that's going to get you 12 to 15 points a week, whereas there's only 5 running backs, so only half the people in your league are going to have one of those premier backs. So that's a little bit of value-based drafting.
Well, and to really emphasize that point, in almost all leagues, you start one quarterback, but you got to have 2 running backs. So not only do you have to have that one big running back, you got to get the guy that's going to give you the other half of that too. You know, if your running back's the 30th best running back, your number 2 is, you're in trouble.
Right.
So ideally, you've got a top 5 running back and another top 10 running back to go for your number 2. That's when you're set.
Right. And a lot of people, they want to make the sexy pick and take Larry Fitzgerald in the first round or someone, Randy Moss in the second round or that kind of thing, and draft some wide receivers early. When receivers 1 through 12, to an extent, a lot of times there's really not as much separation, and there's really not much separation, 12 through 30.
Right.
And so, because you could have landed DeSean Jackson in that range. You could have picked up, Miles Austin, Mike Sims-Walker, Steve Smith, all these guys along the way.
Vincent Jackson
is a guy that broke into that top. Now, I think now we have to draft him in the top 5 if you want him. But going into the season, you didn't.
It's quarterbacks are they score a ton of points, but there's a bunch of quarterbacks that score a bunch of points. Don't waste your pick early on a quarterback. The running backs are what's going to carry. And if you do run into a situation where you drafted Matt Forte or Michael Turner, who was injured, if those guys can kill your team, if you back yourself up with depth at running back, you might can survive. Running backs are always the way to go.
Right, because if something like that, you're very thin if you take a quarterback or wide receiver too early in the draft, and then you really have no room for error at running back, which is really the most important position overall, I would have to say. There. And tight ends, I would say, they serve value, but this year was kind of a weird year for tight ends. It almost kind of made me second guess always drafting one of the top premier tight ends around that fourth, fifth round mark to have a Jason Witten, a Tony Gonzalez. Gates was okay.
Yeah, Gates. And used to, Gates was worth the early pick because he was so much better than the other tight ends. But now they're all right around there together. You know, they're all grouped in basically there's not that big a difference between the number one tight end and the number seven tight end.
You know? Right. And a guy like Owen Daniels, he should come back from injury. You know, and Dallas Clark should be, you know, up in there in the top three again.
Chris Cooley.
Chris Cooley was having a good year before he went down.
I think you can go even deeper than that. You can say 1 through 12. You know, tight ends are so close.
Well, Shanko's been fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
Heath Miller had a decent year.
It's just been one of those type of years for the tight ends where everybody's playing at a high level.
Right. And some of them do it different ways. Like Shanko, for example, doesn't have very many yards, but he has, I believe, 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So most weeks he gets you that one. Brett Favre hits him in the red zone for that one touchdown, and he gets you his points.
And Daniels, if he hadn't been hurt, he may have separated himself. He was
his
way.
Wasn't he the number one guy as he went down, I believe?
Yeah, and he was a pretty significant jump between him and Dallas Clark.
Hey, what kind of year has Heath Miller had? I'm not even familiar off the top of my head.
He's probably a top 10 tight end, which they're not that many anyway, but he's around eight or so, not quite in that top five. But another guy I was thinking about that I wanted to mention that really came on this year is Brent Celek of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Huge.
You know, he's, besides DeSean Jackson, he's probably the second option that Donovan looks for on that team, and he's had a fantastic year.
Right, because coming into the year, we felt like there was about four really good tight ends. You had Gonzalez, Witten, Clark, and Gates. And then you have to add Vernon Davis to that mix, and I think you have to add Owen Daniels, and probably Brent Celek you have to add to that mix. So you've got more like 7-8 really good tight ends that you feel comfortable with as your guy. So that really, as far as value-based drafting, takes away from drafting a tight end early. You might as well wait till round 8, round 9, and stack up on everything else.
If you keep Jason Williams, or Jason Witten, is he still in that? I mean, is he still part of that pack anymore? I don't know. His numbers have fallen off so much.
They've fallen off for a Jason Witten type season, but he's still one of the top.
Yeah, he's top 10, but just barely, probably.
And you know, asking about Heath Miller, the one thing that he brought to the table this year is more receptions by any Steeler tight end in history for a single season.
Yeah.
So he's had a pretty good year.
And the thing with Witten was sort of surprising is I was expecting such a huge year from him. It's like, well, no T.O. He's going to get all those red zone targets. And he got a lot anyway. I was expecting him to have a lot. Even if he didn't have a lot of yards, I was expecting him to have a huge touchdown number. You know, and I was really surprised when he didn't. Gonzo's been a little disappointing.
Yeah. But
you can't blame him for all of it. But a lot of it's Matt Ryan not being there the whole time.
Right. Yeah, the weird thing about Witten, too, is you would have assumed if he had an off year, Roy Williams had a big year.
No.
And you got nothing from either one of them, basically.
Who's some other guys that you have as some flops, quickly?
Flops, running backs, you're looking at Steve Slayton and your guy,
Matt Forte. They don't even call him Matt Forte anymore. They call him Matt 40.
Yeah. Matt Ryan was a bit of a disappointment. A lot of that was injury-related. You know, probably the biggest surprise to me from a fantasy perspective is the Steelers' defense. I mean, what a disappointment. That was the number one defense taken in every draft, and they're number 16 overall fantasy-wise.
Rick, I think you called it from the start. No Troy Polamalu, and every game that they lost, I would say 80% of the games they lost, they had a lead, and they couldn't hold on to the lead because no Polamalu.
I actually had a league where I drafted the Steelers' defense before I drafted a quarterback.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
How sure I was this was a good pick.
With that schedule and their defense, you felt like that was a can't-miss. Because normally I'm not a big fan of when that guy reaches up and takes the defense in the seventh round. I'm like, good luck with that, you know.
Yeah.
But you felt like they were about as close to a sure thing as you could get. All right, well, we're up against the break. We'll have a little more fantasy football talk when we get back. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by Sports Overload. Don't go anywhere.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze.
You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now, Joe, because your Steelers are right there in the mix, you've been keeping up with it real close, all these breakdowns. I get a headache trying to read this stuff and figure out who's got to win, who's got to lose, and who can end up where, and what in the world is going on. Give me some idea. I have no idea. I'm lost.
Okay, the easiest thing here is Baltimore and the New York Jets. They win, they're in. As simple as that, and nobody else has anything to say about it if those two win, thanks to the Indianapolis Colts for allowing the Jets to get a win. But most importantly for me, the Steelers can get in with a win, which, like I said, is going to be tough. They play the Miami Dolphins, and the Houston Texans and New York Jets lose. The Texans play New England. You know they're not going to rest anybody maybe until late in that game. They're not going to lay down, so that'll be a tough game. Where I think New England is the better team there, but it is in Houston. And then later on that night, which could determine a lot of everything going on, the New York Jets play at home against Cincinnati. Now, if New England wins, Cincinnati probably lays down. They don't play any of their starters.
Right, because they can't change seeds. They're locked in.
They're locked in at number four. So that's one way the Steelers can get in. Now, they actually could get a number five seed. Now, what would have to happen there for them to get a five seed is – they would have to beat the Dolphins, the Texans, Jets, and Ravens all lose. They could actually get a number five seed.
Right. Well, one thing quickly about that Cincinnati game as far as them laying down, because they play at the Jets, and if the Patriots have won and they're locked into a four seed, they're playing the Jets in the first round of the playoffs because you have the 4 and 5 matchups who plays each other in the wild card.
Right.
So you almost don't want to tip your hand and give anything away and let the Jets, because they have to win. They have to tip their hand and try hard because they have to get into the playoffs. So it's almost you can look back, sit back, and see what they're going to do and look at it as like a free scouting game. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter for you if you win or lose at that point.
Right. And then the Houston Texans, they hold a tiebreaker over the Steelers, which is really interesting. I was telling Rick about this off the air. One of the tiebreakers is head-to-head or common games, and it has to be at least a minimum of four. And the Steelers and Texans actually have 4 common games, which is rare because they're not in the same division. Now, the Texans are 3-1 in those common games. The Steelers are 1-3. So that's why the Texans get the nod over the Steelers. So what they need is they need a win. They need the Jets to lose and the Ravens to lose.
How far down on the pecking order is common opponents in terms of tiebreakers for playoffs?
I'm glad you asked that. I have it right here. Common opponents is number 3 as far as tiebreakers. Head-to-head is number 1, and then win-loss, of course, in the conference is number 2. Common games is number 3. Strength of victory, number 4. Strength of schedule, number 5. And then it just gets really weird there where you're bringing in best combined ranking among conference teams.
It's interesting that strength of victory is ahead of strength of schedule.
Right.
It's interesting. It's like, what is the record of the teams you beat? They don't reward you for playing a tough schedule. In a way.
And then down there at number 11, this is for 2 clubs, of course. Down there at number 11, a good old coin toss.
Wow.
So if it gets that far, there's a coin toss.
Number 10 is like DUI convictions. Something like that.
Pretty much. I mean, there's pretty much nothing left, you know, like number of playmates dated, you know, something.
It would be cool if it was like dollars fined by the NFL or something like that.
Yeah, so if you'd, the, you know, if you'd behaved and you hadn't been fined a lot, you get the tiebreaker.
Yards,
you know,
penalized, something crazy like that would be neat.
Now, switching gears to the NFC, we know what six teams are going to be in it. We're just trying to figure out the seeding because we've got 2-11-4 teams and 3-10-5 teams. The only thing we know for sure is that the Saints are the number one seed.
Now, Philly, what's really interesting about them is Minnesota is kind of falling apart here at the end of the season. Philly gets a win. They're the number two seed overall, so you know they're going to be really motivated. First of all, the division is on the line between Philly and Dallas playing each other this week. But Philly, with a win, they get a number two seed overall, so they get a bye. They get to rest some guys. They're going to be really motivated there. Minnesota could fall from 2 down to 4 because head-to-head against Arizona, Arizona beat them handily.
That's right.
So if Arizona wins against Green Bay and Philly and Minnesota loses, then Minnesota drops from 2 down to 4.
So now that we've given you a big headache on the seeding and all the scenarios and all those kind of things, we hope you tried to take some of that in. It's mind-boggling at times. Aside from that, who would be your Super Bowl picks right now, Rick? Who do you think? If you had to pick right now, who's on fire and you would lean for in the Super Bowl?
You know what? I feel like the Eagles are the best team in the NFC and play them better than anybody. So, I mean, I'd take them out of the NFC. And I don't know how you don't pick the Colts. I guess you have to pick the Colts. I mean, you get Manning. You get a lot of positive things there. You know, if you look at that, though, which team has a better defense? Or is the Eagles' defense better than the Colts' defense? That's almost a coin toss there. So that could make for an interesting Super Bowl, I think.
I think it'd be a great Super Bowl if you had Colts-Eagles. I'd certainly tune in for it.
I agree with you there, Rick. The Eagles, out of the NFC, they're the hottest team, won 6 in a row. I think they're playing fantastic right now. But on the other side, in the AFC, how can you not take the Colts? You can take the San Diego Chargers. Yeah. Won 9 in a row. And they're a team that's on fire, and they've given the Colts a lot of problems in the past, whether it be in the playoffs or the regular season.
But Turner's still the coach there, right?
So. That's what I was going to say. I have conflicting theories here.
But you know what? You have to give the guy credit this time. You know, he has actually done a fine job. And like I said, this team started out 2-3. They've won 9 games in a row. So they're well on their way playing some great football right now.
They actually won 10.
10. You're so right. 10 games in a row.
And here's the thing, I have conflicting theories because, one, I just can't, it's hard for me to pick Norv Turner to win a Super Bowl. But on the other hand, I always pick the team that's hot going into the playoffs versus the team like the Colts that's going to stumble in and rest their guys the last month. So I have to go one way or the other. But right now in the NFC, I would lean Green Bay and Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia's playing better, and I think Green Bay is the second best team in the NFC right now. So
between those two, who do you take?
I'm leaning Philadelphia because Aaron Rodgers hasn't been in the playoffs before.
Yeah.
Whereas Donovan McNabb has much more experience, and if it comes to a playoff game like that, it'll be a good experience for Rodgers to get to the playoffs and get some games under his belt and in the future hopefully have playoff success. But right now the Eagles are a little more battle-tested, so I would lean them. And then over in the AFC, the Chargers are the hottest team right now. I think it's going to come back to bite the Colts taking the last month off, and I'm going to go with the Chargers playing the Eagles, and if that is the case, I would lean the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Why are you trying to agree with me? Why are you looking at my notes?
But now the I could see a real problem for San Diego also if they end up against the Patriots. I think the Patriots can beat them. You know, they had them before, should have beat them. And, you know, the Patriots looked like the better team when they were both on the field together. You know, I think the Colts should have an easier path to that AFC championship game than San Diego will.
And it's interesting that none of us have the – or even mentioning the Saints-Vikings. Those teams hadn't even been listed hardly. I'm just not a big fan of the Saints, the way they've been playing defensively down the stretch here. So that's why I would leave them out. And the Vikings, they seem to be imploding a little bit. But we're up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We'll have the Bay Bracket coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. Have you heard about Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing? Listen up, because Miracle Glaze is a choice for car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. The big problem with most tire dressings, they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and you don't want that. Nobody does. Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains and never slings. It bonds back onto your tire surfaces within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Should certainly check out our buddies over at MiracleGlaze.com. You can go check out the sling test on their website, and they actually show you how good Miracle Glaze works in comparison to the competition. They actually prove it before you buy it. Check out MiracleGlaze.com. Now, to the championship, or to the Final Four, I'm sorry, of our Bay Bracket. And Rick, are you picking straight up today, or you got anything crazy for us?
No, we're down to the end of this thing. I felt like I needed to take it serious, so I went. Talked to my daughter, who's that age group. She said, this is the way you should vote, Dad. So I'm like, and she did tell me to tell her hi, too. So hi, Mike. How are you?
So you let your daughter decide. Straight, for you. That's good. That's
straight up vote.
Strategy.
Taking this serious. This is important, I think, I guess.
Yeah, this is important. I'm sure they're on the edge of their seats, you know, waiting to hear who our winners are. All right, let's get started. We've got Jessica Alba versus Anna Kournikova in our first matchup. Joe.
Well, it is down to the Final Four here, and these are the best of the best. I would have to – we don't even have seedings for these ladies anymore. That's how serious it is now. I have to take Jessica Alba over Anna Kournikova. Just overall, you know, she's – I don't necessarily like her movies, but I'll watch her movies because she's in it. So I like Jessica Alba a lot.
I'm with Joe. That's what Mag told me. Didn't even hardly know who – Anna Kournikova was, knew who Jessica Alba was, so we're going Jessica Alba.
Right. Now, Anna Kournikova was a 5 seed. She was kind of a dark horse, but at the same time, Jessica Alba was only a 4 seed, but she was a strong 4 seed in a deep region. So, you know, we knew she was capable of making a run to the championship. I'm going to have to make it an easy, clean sweep here with Jessica Alba, the number 4 seed there. Now, here's the tough one. Both of these were number ones out of each of their respective regions. We have Beyonce, number 1 seed out of the music region, and Halle Berry was number 1 in the all-time region. So we'll start with you, Rick.
I was told to vote for Halle Berry. Apparently women like Halle Berry more than they like Beyonce. That's the only thing I could deduce from my discussions. I don't know why exactly. Well, you can't go wrong either one there. Those are both beautiful women.
I agree with that. You can't go wrong, and I didn't know that ladies like Halle more than they like
they
Beyonce.
All like her. They all like her for some reason.
I had no idea. Yeah. Well, I guess I like what the ladies like, and mm-hmm. I like Halle a little bit more.
Well, the ladies love Beyonce, too, though. I will say that, because, you know, especially some of her songs and different things.
I think the whole marrying the rich guy, all that kind of turned on her, though. You know, I think a lot of the women are kind of jealous there, where they, for whatever reason, they're not jealous of Halle Berry.
Well, you know what? Yeah, speaking of that, you know, marrying the rich guy, he made $2 million more than she made. As far as, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, they were separated by $2 million.
Which is like a very like small percentage in comparison to what G20 made. It's like, what? You made, you know, whatever.
He made 83 mil. She made 81.
Right. So
not a big difference there.
Yeah, he's like a producer and all that stuff, too, though.
No, he's
got his hands.
He's like making money.
He's part
everywhere.
Owner of the Nets, too. So.
Yeah, they're like throwing money at that guy. For some reason.
He's got, you know, clothing lines, got the whole shebang. So
Vote?
I am going to vote for Halle Berry as well.
Hey, wow.
I thought you wanted to buck the trend and go with Beyonce. But Halle would have won anyway. Because
that's
two
right.
To one.
I'm drawing dead, so it really doesn't matter. But something that does matter, what in the world is going on at Texas Tech with Mike Leach? Can somebody fill me in? Locking people in closets? I don't even know what to say to that at times. Particularly if it's Craig James' son, you know, I mean, Adam James.
Well, with the initial report, you know, everything sounded bad. You lock this kid in the closet. He's in a dark room. You know, he's being mistreated. And then when you start to hear the other side of that, the kid had a concussion, and they say get him out of the sun, get him out of light, put him in some place that's kind of dim, and he had, you know, access to ice, and there was a trainer right there. So you just don't know what to believe in that situation as more details start to come out. And so that's why they have the investigation ongoing right now.
I've never liked Leach. I always thought he was real smug. I thought, you know, kind of arrogant. He's a really, obviously, a really, really intelligent guy, but he kind of flaunts that. You know, he likes to show you how smart he is and all that sort of thing. Kind of ironic that he and Mangino were on the staff at Oklahoma together. You know, it looks like a smart guy like that could have seen what happened there, addressed it a little bit better, you know, there's been a lot of stuff
with
him.
The wrong way a little bit.
He really does.
Well, and he's also one of those guys that he's kooky. You know, he's got the obsession with pirates and all those kind of things. Yeah. And all these things are great when you're winning or they're kind of interesting, give him kind of a, you know, whatever. When you're winning, they're kind of interesting and kooky and whatnot. But when you're losing, all of a sudden, they're terrible. You know, because if they were 12-0 and he talked about their fat little girlfriends, it would be, you know, it would just be funny. You know, but when you're losing, it's awful. I will say the thing about banning his players' Twitter pages, particularly when he was one of the linebackers, Marlon Williams, was complaining about Leach being late to a meeting.
Yeah.
And one of those kinds of things. So those things don't shed a positive light on Mike Leach whatsoever. But we're up against the break. We're going to have free picks coming up for you next. All the bowl games, national championship, and all the NFL games for this weekend, absolutely free. Don't go anywhere. You listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Right now, get up to $1,000 off cabinet refacing from the Home Depot's Home Services. Think of cabinet refacing as a facelift for your kitchen, replacing all your current cabinet doors and drawers with new ones, giving you a stylish new look, and transforming your kitchen without a major overhaul. Just call 1-800-275-FACE to set up a free in-home consultation. Use your savings to upgrade your cabinet style, color, and material. And rest assured that your expert installation will be backed by the Home Depot, putting a smile on your face. Call 1-800-275-FACE. That's 1-800-275-3223 today. And get up to $1,000 off your cabinet refacing project of $3,000 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Minimum purchase required. Through December 30th at participating U.S. stores, see store for license numbers and details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, this first bowl game we're going to pick hits close to home. We got the Arkansas Razorbacks versus the East Carolina Pirates. Pirates are +7.5. Start with you, Joe.
We were just talking about Mike Leach. Now we're talking about Pirates again. You know, that's some of his favorite deals out there. So, but as far as this game, I like the way Arkansas is playing offensively. East Carolina does have a pretty good defense, but I think Arkansas is good enough to beat them by that, you know, +7.5. So I'm going Arkansas there.
And I'm going to go back to my point that we shouldn't be playing these silly games. East Carolina, Arkansas in a bowl game. That's just crazy. But since I have to pick the game, Arkansas is 6-1 against the spread when they're playing winning teams. And they're 4-1 as favorites in their last five games. East Carolina, 2-5 against the spread against winning teams. Now you go with Arkansas and lay those points.
And I'm also going to say here that it's pretty much going to be a pretty pro-Arkansas crowd. There's going to be a lot more Razorback fans there than there are East Carolina Pirates. So Memphis is just a couple hours away from Little Rock, where a lot of Arkansas fans travel to go to the game. So they're going to be right down the street. It'll be an Arkansas crowd. I think they roll. SEC versus Conference USA, you've got a far superior conference here. East Carolina can't hang offensively. They're scrappy. They've got a good defense, and they can hang around for a little bit. But Arkansas, in the end, will just have too much offense. Arkansas -7.5. Now, staying in the SEC, Ole Miss is in the Cotton Bowl once again. This time they're taking on Oklahoma State. Ole Miss is a 3-point favorite. Rick?
Again, why are we bothering with this game? You know, in my master plan, the Cotton Bowl actually gets one of the playoff games that I would have, so it would actually matter. But anyway, I think this will be a real close game. I think these are two fairly evenly matched teams. I do like the quarterback at Oklahoma State a little bit more, so I'm gonna say take those points in the better quarterback and take Oklahoma State.
I have to agree there, Rick. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State, and they're getting 3 points here. I think these teams are so close, and Oklahoma State gets it done. They get the straight-up win.
This is a game that's really hard for me for a couple of reasons, because I hate it when I have conflicting trends. Oklahoma State all year has beat up on inferior opponents in the Big 12 or non-conference, but they've lost to the big boys. They got murdered by Texas. They got murdered by Oklahoma. And Ole Miss, on the other hand, I have no faith in Houston Nutt in bowl games. He gets you excited and gets your hopes up, but he has a very poor bowl record. But at the same time, I like the SEC over the Big 12. So I have a lot of conflicting trends here that I'm trying to figure out which way to lean. In the end of the day, I'm going the SEC over the Big 12. Ole Miss -3 here. Now, at the kids' table, we have Boise State, TCU. We've got the Horned Frogs as a 7.5-point favorite here in the BCS. Joe.
And here's where I'll go with Rick. Why are they playing this game? Why are these two teams playing each other? They should be playing, TCU should be playing Florida. Boise State should be playing Iowa or one of those.
I heard somebody use that kids table analogy. I didn't come up with that, but I think it's perfect as far as the BCS. This is the kids table for the BCS games.
These two teams played each other in a bowl game last year. And, like I said, once again, why are they playing? But I will take Boise State here. I think they have enough offense to hang with TCU, and Boise State +7.5. I think they hang.
I think TCU should be playing Alabama. You know, I think they're the best team out there. That is a big number. The 7.5 is a big number, but the team speed, that's the best defense in the country. TCU lay the points.
You know, at first, for a long time looking at this game, I was thinking, you know, these are two undefeated teams. They're both going to be up for this game. Boise State, in particular, is really good at getting a game plan ready for one game, as Oklahoma saw a couple years back. Boise State wouldn't be able to survive the Big 12 or SEC for all 12 games, but they could survive it for one game with some trick plays and that kind of thing. However, TCU is just too good. Yeah. I think TCU is fantastic. I think they prove they belong with the big boys. Another thing is the WAC has just been an embarrassing conference thus far in the bowl games. You know, you look at a Nevada team that Boise State struggled with and, you know, was fortunate to get a pull away and win that game. They lost 45-10 to SMU. So I'm going to go with TCU -7.5, and I think they actually win comfortably by 14, 17 points. All right, Iowa, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's -3.5, Joe.
Georgia Tech is always a tough team to prepare for because of their running attack, the way they go about running that option, pitching the ball every which way, and they throw it every now and then. So with that tough preparation there, I will go with Georgia Tech minus the 3.5.
Now, see, I'm kind of going the other side of that. Is I think Iowa is a pretty solid defensive team, and they've got a lot of time to get ready for this. They'll have plenty of time to look at what Georgia Tech does, look at that wishbone. I generally don't like picking Big 10, 11, whatever that conference is now, whatever that is.
It's really 11, but they still call themselves 10, the Big 10 for whatever reason.
And they're going to be 12, and then what? Anyway, I'm going to take Iowa in the points, and I just think – the Iowa's defense is going to be enough to keep this close, and that 3.5 will come into play.
Right. And I think, well, the ACC has been worse, than anybody in BCS games. So this is the one time where that trumps how awful the Big Ten is in bowl games and that sort of thing. So, and I think, like you guys are saying, I think the Hawkeyes will be prepared for that triple option. And also Ricky Stanzi is expected to be back and playing. So Iowa plus 3.5 is the play for me. Now, the national championship, Alabama. Texas is a 4-point dog, Rick.
I think this is a big mismatch. I think Alabama will trounce them. I could see this being a 14-plus point game. TCU is better than Texas and would have given Alabama a much more competitive game than Texas will. And lay the points. Celebrate if you can get this game at 4 points. It's a mismatch.
Yeah, when you look at this game, if you change the names of the teams here, if you go Texas-Nebraska, the team they just played, Alabama is Nebraska, plus they have a decent offense. Right. Nebraska has no offense. So you saw how close that game was, and Nebraska had a chance to win it at the end. And like you said, Rick, I think Alabama wins by 10-plus here.
Right, because I think Terrence Cody will give. He's not as good as Ndamukong Suh or Gerald McCoy for Oklahoma, but he's the same kind of defensive tackle. It'll give them the same kind of problems. The Longhorns have no semblance of a running game whatsoever. So I think Alabama has a huge advantage here. Colt McCoy is going to have to run for his life. I'm taking Alabama minus 4. Now, quickly, we've got some NFL picks left. Green Bay at Arizona. Cardinals are a 3-point favorite. Joe.
The Cardinals look like a team, you know, at home, they're world beaters. And then on the road, they're not so good, but they pull out a few little road wins here and there. I'm going to go with Arizona at home minus the 3.
You know, week 17 in the NFL is almost like a bowl game. I'm not sure why we play them anymore. I mean, these games are really hard to pick because you don't know what's at stake, who's already won, who's already out, which players are playing. I like Green Bay's defense, but I like Arizona's offense a lot more. I'm going to take Arizona and lay the 3 points.
For me, Packers have been on fire, 6-0-1 in their last 7. So Packers have been red hot. I'm going to ride the streak. Packers plus 3. Philadelphia at Dallas. Dallas minus 3. Rick.
All right. Now, this one looks like a real game. Looks like they're really going to be playing this one, I think. And Philly's the best team in the NFC, like we talked about earlier. They win this. They're their number 2 seed no matter what everybody else does. They got to look at it like that. They're going to play to win this game, and I think the Eagles win. I'll sure take the points.
Yeah, both teams are going to be motivated here. Like you said, it's for the division, first of all. Philly can get that number 2 seed overall. But I'll tell you something that's really interesting here is if Dallas wins and Minnesota wins, these two teams play each other the following week in the playoffs, and Green Bay, Arizona play each other the following week in the playoffs. But I would lean towards Philly, and they're getting 3 points. I'm taking Philly here.
See, I'm leaning Dallas. I think payback for the Cowboys here after last season getting embarrassed in Week 17 at Philadelphia. I think the Cowboys bounce back and get payback here. They've been playing really well as well. It's an interesting game, tough, because they've both been playing really well in December, which is unusual for the Cowboys, taking Cowboys minus 3. Now, tough game here, which you need to keep an eye on this line right up until kickoff. Cincinnati at the Jets. Jets are a 10-point favorite, Rick.
I'm just taking the points because I don't know what else happens here. I'm not even sure who's I don't know. If I can get 10 points, I kind of like that. Any NFL game, you can get 10 points, I like. So I'm taking the points.
I'll agree with that. I think Cincinnati is a solid enough team no matter who's out there, second string, third string. They're a team that's going to compete, and they'll stick it within that 10 against the Jets.
Right. I actually see the Bengals here. I could see them potentially laying down in this one because they don't need it as much as the Jets do, and they could be potentially drawing dead. So, and the Jets have to have it when and they're in. So I think they will at home take care of business, and I think they run away with this one and the Bengals lay down. I'm taking Jets minus 10.
And it's another, thing is there. It's possible these two teams can match up again the following week in the wild card round.
Right. And again, keep up with this one right up until kickoff. I'll have my lock of the week for you coming up right after the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Now it's time for my lock of the week. I'm taking the South Florida Bulls minus 6.5 over Northern Illinois. It's a Big East over a MAC. South Florida is going to absolutely destroy Northern Illinois. They have a huge advantage athletically, Big East over the MAC, and the Bulls are just so much. B.J. Daniels is going to have a big day. I know Rick does not care.
Why in the world are they playing that
yeah,
game?
Exactly.
Now, come
hey,
on.
I can see him thinking that, too.
I don't care why they're playing it. The Bulls are going to win by 21 or so.
Take I guess that's why they're
playing. 6.5. Yeah, exactly.
So people can win a lot
if
of money.
If we can make money on it, that's all that matters. Now, our Bay Bracket Championship, it's all come down to this. We've got Jessica Alba versus Halle Berry. Rick.
I'm going to go with Halle Berry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jessica Alba here. So let's see, Ron. It's all on
you.
Oh,
man.
I'm going to have to go Jessica Alba here.
I knew it.
You guys will.
Jessica Alba has won our Bay Bracket. It's been an exciting. We've gone from 64 all the way down to our champion, Jessica Alba. Rick, I know you liked Halle Berry, but Jessica Alba, you just cannot pass up Jessica Alba.
Ron's a youngster, and he's not a fan of the older ladies. I knew he was going with Jessica Alba.
I voted Halle Berry over Beyonce.
That's true, he did.
I voted Halle Berry pretty much the whole way through, so I will not be discriminated against.
Okay.
All right, well, we still got a lot going on at sportsoverload.com. We got the Daily Dose of Hoops, a lot of basketball picks coming up every day, college basketball. I'm still going to pick every bowl game for you for free. Now, Rick's wrapping up his fantasy football coverage. Still got a lot going on there.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on Chris Johnson. One more carry. He's at 370 for the season. That's bad news next year.
Right. Well, I'm sure there'll be more on sportsoverload.com about the curse of 370. A lot of guys are approaching that number. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Thanks for listening, and we hope to entertain you again sometime soon.